Blog Talk Radio.
Tapping the Arkansas Paranormal Network, coming to you from Van Buren and Fort Smith, Arkansas. I am your host, Wayne Minden, and my co-host, everybody heard last time, talking all by himself, the Grizz.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode.
An episode that sounds good so far.
Oh, what have we got up our sleeves for tonight?
Well, we're talking about haunted places in Oklahoma. So,
oh, goody.
And
maybe we'll find out some more about a few places I've been to over there.
Hopefully so.
I know I was looking through some of the stuff you had sent me earlier, and just for the heck of it, I checked out Cushing, Oklahoma, which, as you know, but a lot of people listening don't know, I lived out there for between six and seven years. They've only got two places listed. One of the places I heard about, but had never got to go investigate, and the other one I didn't know about. But the three or four places that I did know about that I got to go to aren't even listed. Maybe they need to update.
Probably so.
But at least tonight I've got my voice back, unlike last night, which I apologize to you, Rod, and I apologize to our listeners that we didn't get to do a show last night, but I woke up yesterday morning and I had absolutely no voice. It was to the point my wife was running around the house having a fun time partying because she couldn't hear me. She didn't have to listen to me.
Well,
and so, where are we going to start at tonight?
And my other instruments are trying to mess up on me now. My hands trying to listen to the show on another instrument, and then they won't wear. And trying to figure out why.
Just in case anybody is, or we've got anyone listening in right now, I will let you know chat is open. So if you have any questions or anything that you would like to ask us or tell us about and get us to read on air, put it into the chat box, and we will get to you as soon as we can.
Yeah. Well, the plate is hello. Yeah, it's going to me. I'm bad. I'm screwed. Sure. Well, this little site that I get my information from, it's probably the people who posted on it. It's probably been, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, maybe longer than that, when they posted it. Hell, the place might not even be there anymore, you know. I have no idea. Sometimes it'll say, well, back in 2001, it was up for sale. It won't give an update if it ever sold or happened to it. Everything like that. That's a bad thing about this site. But at least it gives you some ideas of places in Oklahoma that are reported haunted. And most of the time, they're not real long. They're short. But more likely, if you wanted to, you can top them out on the research and see if there's any more things about what that is or what we're talking about at the time. You know, so... there's many ways of, to me, it just it takes me a little time to do things like that, so. Plantation restaurant, and gives me the picture of it. Don't give me much about history, ghostly histories about it, so. So these are just basically things that people just reported to that site. Anyway, now you usually don't read the counties or anything like that. It's this is a place in Oklahoma. If they're interested in it, they can go look it up and see where it's at.
Right.
Well, the one I was just saying, the old plantation restaurant, it's not a very long one, but I'll start it off. The 1910 restaurant and former hotel is rumored to be haunted by a horde of spirits from the past. The ghost includes a little girl playing in an upstairs hallway, a brown-haired prostitute who manifest in the staircase, and even the apparition of a county swing musician, Bob Wills. A poltergeist may also be at work in the dining room bar, and glasses have been known to stack themselves after being washed. Hey.
Interesting. So where did you say that one was at? Oh, the old plantation restaurant in Medicine Park?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and hit another one. I've got some people asking me about the show real quick. Sit it right there, sweetheart. Thank you.
It's a Shortgrass Playhouse, Harvard Fire Department. The apparition of a burnt man, believes to be a firefighter who died in action and has been reported in the building. Various other strange phenomena has been reported here as well.
Okay, well, I'm going to kind of jump ahead of you just a little bit on here, because I'm going to hit some of the areas around where I used to live at out there. And in Chandler, Oklahoma, they've got the Museum of Pioneer History, which The 1898 edifice that houses that historic museum was constructed immediately after a tornado had flattened the original township. The building is known as the Masco Building and is rumored to have a ghost or two. It says the owner got more than he bargained for after opening a haunted house attraction, with several actors reporting that they themselves were scared by the manifestation of paranormal activity on the premises. And phenomena experienced there includes ghostly laughter, apparitions, and the rearrangements of objects by unseen hands. And that is information was submitted to the site by Callum Swift.
And what was that?
That is the Museum of Pioneer History in Chandler, Oklahoma.
Okay.
See, I'm kind of cheating on the locations that I find to talk about because I'm looking at their map. I'm going for areas I'm familiar with.
Well, I was going to write them down just a little bit that way and keep track of what would you have done, that way I won't redo it later, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Apparently
now you've got ink pens that don't want to work.
Well, I've got an ink pen, just couldn't find paper that I could write on, but I found something.
Boy, I tell you what, I'll tell you what, compared to the last few episodes, we really have been having trouble. But although I think this is the most together we've been yet.
Cherokee Strip Museum.
In Alva.
The upper two floors of the museum have been bricked up, and it is believed the ghostly activity has shifted to the lower floor of the museum building. Ghostly voices have been heard, cold spots are felt, and a piano in the reception area plays by itself. Ghostly apparitions and strange lights have been seen in the museum. We previously served as an old, or which is previously served by an old hospital.
Well, I'm looking here, sitting here looking through the comments. There's five comments on that. And Hank had commented back on July 6, 2016, that at one time he was on the second floor alone in the building, and the phone at the nurse's reception area rang one time. He said, now what caught him off guard was that the phone itself had no dial on it, and it didn't have a cord attached to it. But the telephone switchboard was part of the museum, so it's not clear what could have caused it to ring. And he said he asked the people downstairs, and they said they had not and could not ring it. So it did leave him a little unsettled, and he left the top floor after that.
Yeah, I was reading the comments on that below. The latest one is at 2020, so.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. And that person's father was born in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She says that he had told her of a spot of blood on the first floor that had been covered up many times, but to no avail. It keeps coming back, being uncovered, and they can't keep it covered up. Don't know how, but it does. and says it's around the stairway up to the second floor. If you look carefully, you might just see it. Now, my dad has gone to heaven, but it still sticks with me dearly. I would like to go see if I could find it. I have also been told that kids at a young age are seen there for Toliol. Says it was some kind of a foot disease back before World War II. Interesting.
Let's go with the outliers.
A haunted McDonald's. Let's go do an investigation there, and we can have all the chicken nuggets we want.
Yeah. The ghost of a little girl is said to haunt this fast food restaurant. She has been seen going into the men's restroom, naughty girl, before opening hours, and as she has been blamed for all the women's restroom toilets flushing at once, her laughter has been heard in the women's restroom, and employees have reported that sometimes a restaurant will suddenly become very cold and the computers will turn on by itself. I thought they would be already on.
Well, I'm looking at the comments here, and the latest one was made by Madison Jackson on January 30th of 2017. They said that the building has since been shut down and remained empty at that, or by that point in time. But she's got a friend that was in there one time with her mom, or with her mother. She says she went to the restroom. She felt a coldness beside her and heard laughing. Says she ran out, told her mom they paid and left.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, Sean Brickville had commented October 2016 that the building or the McDonald's had been shut down and moved to a new location, but the original building was still there at that point in time and remained empty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to jump back over to Cushing. This is a place I've been by several times when we lived there, and you know about my sensitivities. Funny thing about it, I never felt anything. And as a matter of fact, I even worked right next to it several times, because at the time I worked for Dollar General in Drumright, Oklahoma. And if another place or another store needed help, me and another girl were always the ones that went to help them, and we've actually worked at this store several times. But it's right behind the First Christian Church on East Moses Avenue in Cushing, and it says that the apparition of a woman in white has been seen walking around between the pews of the church and in the hallways. Then late at night, the lights throughout the building will go on and off by themselves. And that there have been several times where the organ has started playing. And when people go to check it out, you know, normally you hear music or whatever, you go looking around and you figure out it's coming from a certain room. Just as you walk into that room, the music stops, right?
Yeah.
Well, they say with this one, they have actually been able to walk up and stand next to the organ, and it continues playing. But it also says, and I don't know how true this is, because, like I said, I didn't know about this one when I lived there. Otherwise, I would have done research on it. but it's saying that it's buried on top of ancient burial grounds, which looking at Google Maps for it and seeing where it is in relation to the Dollar General I've worked at and shopped at many a times, I'm pretty sure I would have sensed that, because I'm sure the Dollar General shares some of that ancient burial ground. But I personally had never experienced anything. But let me see what the... Okay, May 2nd, 2016, Jake commented and says, I live in Cushing and know this church. I have had various occasions where I've gotten sick in haunted locations, with this being one of them. I was a second grader, and it was at the church for my local Cub Scouts Pinewood Derby race. But before the races, a friend and I were playing around while the adults were setting up, and he said that I should see the sanctuary. He opened the door, and I had a bad feeling about it, so he told me that I was being a scaredy cat because the lights were off. So he ran in, turned them on. I still had a bad feeling, but went in anyways. About halfway walking to the front, I felt sick to the point of throwing up, which I had to clean up later, and left the room. And he says, of course, they both got in trouble for going where they weren't supposed to, and he never went into that sanctuary again. Person here posted in November 2016 that they worked on the pipe organ rebuild here in 2007. I worked late after hours one evening past the office closing and was told nothing was going on that evening. I finished about 7 p.m. and headed out from the organ chamber, turning the lights off as I went down the hallway upstairs behind the altar. As I turned to start down the stairs, I froze in place, literally chilled to the bone. There below me was a woman walking with long black hair towards the sanctuary. She she stopped, then turned up to look at me, and her face was white as that of a ghost, and I screamed like I never have before in my life, but couldn't turn away. She just stared without saying anything, and after a while, I then said, I'm so sorry, I didn't know there was anything going on this evening, and that she startled me. She then said, I'm here for the funeral, and then turned her head slowly towards the sanctuary and walked into it. It didn't take me long to go down that stairway and turn left outside of the church. It sent shivers down my spine all over again to read about the apparition of a woman at this church when I had no clue until now that others had seen the same. And I'll tell you what, if I'd known about all of that going on at that church, I would have sure been there while I was living there. Now, I'm going to jump in here with another place that isn't listed on this site. But I've been in several times there in Cushing. It's downtown on Broadway. I can't remember the name of the business at the time, but it was kind of like a secondhand furniture store. Now, my wife and I, we've been in there several times looking at stuff. I mean, we bought stuff from there and everything. It's three floors, and back in the day, it was originally a funeral home or a mortuary. Still have the original embalming room and everything downstairs. They use it for storage now, but it's still got the refrigeration areas where they would keep the bodies waiting for preparing and putting into state. I've talked to several employees that worked there, and none of them would go down there. They said they've been down there in the basement one time, and they would never go back. Every one of them reported having seen a gentleman standing at one of these refrigeration units wearing a long white lab coat and having a clipboard. And if they were down there moving stuff around trying to look for something, he would turn around, look at them, and tell them to be quiet. It would startle them. They'd look up. They'd see him. And they would ignore, okay, sorry, didn't mean to make noise. And he'd turn back looking at his clipboard and then just fade away. And after that, they would go back upstairs. They'd tell whoever says, you want such and such, you go get it. I ain't going back down there. Now, they've got like a large freight elevator that goes between the floors that was used to move stuff or move the caskets back and forth, up and down between the floors. And for just regular people, they've got an old creaky staircase. There was one time my wife and I were there. We had made it up to the third floor. Looking around, we were shopping for some new end tables, and I happened to be standing next to the staircase, and I heard the steps creaking, sound like when we were walking up the steps. So I looked down to see who it was that was coming up, you know, just curiosity. I could hear the footsteps. I knew exactly where they were at on the staircase. But there was nobody there. But the step or the footstep sounds came right up the staircase past me. Then you could hear it walking out across that old wooden floor towards the front of the building. So was that place haunted? In my honest opinion, I guess. I always wanted to get in there and do an actual investigation, but unfortunately the owners at the time while I was living there didn't want to acknowledge the paranormal. They didn't believe in it. It was all a bunch of hogwash, and they didn't want anybody coming in there and possibly saying it was haunted and then scaring their clientele off, which, you know, in a way, I can kind of understand it, but God, I still wanted to get in there and investigate that place. And not to mention the business right next door to them had activity as well, but I'll tell about that one later. I'll let you get in there and talk some.
Well, that's all right. I'm listening to you and doing something else. Still trying to get this stupid little thing going on. Well, my wife can listen to it, but every little device I put it on plays a little bit and goes off.
Well, while you're still working with that, then I'll go ahead and tell about the business next door. Next door to this old funeral home was, I believe they called it the Duncan Theater. And I've talked to several people that have seen apparitions up in the balcony. Now, when we were living there, they did not have the balcony open to the public. You couldn't go up there. I think the only ones that could go up there was management and staff. And I had a friend that was working up there, and it was in between shows. He was down cleaning the theater out, and he heard some giggling and some laughter, and he could tell it was coming from the balcony. He hollered up there. He says, "Hey, nobody's supposed to be up there. You need to get down from there now." The giggling and laughing stopped. He finished cleaning the auditorium or the theater. They did the next show, which was the last show of the night. He was the last one there at the theater. Everybody else had done left and gone home. So he was finishing up his thorough cleaning for the night. Down in the theater, he hears the laughter and giggling and stuff going on again. So this time he turns around and looks, and he saw what looked like a couple of kids up there. So he immediately ran up out of the theater, went to the stairway to the balcony. Didn't see anybody down or out in the front, which by that time the doors were locked, so if there had been, they couldn't have got out. So he went up there to get the kids and usher them out. When he got up there, there was nobody up in the balcony. And he thoroughly searched it, make sure nobody was hunkered down between the seats trying to hide from him or anything. Satisfied that there was nobody up there, he started going back down. Now, the staircase, it had about 10, 15 steps down, then a 90-degree or landing and a 90-degree turn, and about another 10 to 15 steps from there. He got to that landing. He said he heard footsteps coming running at him, and he said it felt like somebody pushed him. He hit the wall and then lost his footing and fell down the other steps. But he said there was absolutely nobody there. And I heard several reports of people seeing children, hearing laughter, hearing the footsteps, sounded like they were running around up there playing and everything when nobody else was in the theater building. So, Cushing definitely has its fair share of haunted places, which it's kind of understandable considering that back in the day, Cushing was Indian territory. You know, it was out in the Wild West. There's all kinds of stuff goes on. It's just a nice, quiet little country town, I guess you'd say. A lot of people will describe it as a glorified retirement village, because most of the businesses in Cushing close their doors at 5 o'clock and that's it. And then I always joke and tell everybody that the most happening place in Cushing is Walmart. You want to meet somebody for a date, you go to Walmart. You want to buy bologna for sandwiches, you go to Walmart. You want to hook up with people for anything, you go to Walmart. But, yeah, it's pretty. It's a nice little place if you like small town living, but if you like big town living or you like doing stuff or living someplace where you got things readily easy to do or to get to do, you don't want to live there. Oh, come on. I'm trying to turn this volume down, but that device isn't wanting to work. You said you were having trouble.
Yeah. Well, I was having problems
running stuff. I was going to see if I could find it on iHeartRadio and see how it, or see if it's working right.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know if it's going to be live on iHeart or not, unless until it gets through the show. I'm not really sure how that runs. There yet.
Well, I had found us on there once before,
yeah,
and I was
well,
able to listen to it.
We are with the other network thing, so when we're live with that, it goes live. But I think this one here is just kind of when we get through with it, it goes to it. But I'm not sure. I've never been to the iHeart while we're doing live feeds. So I really don't know.
It's not even pulling us up now. There we go. Podcasts. Yeah, it's not doing live.
Yeah, the podcast will be there after we get through the show.
Yeah, I did go in. I went on there last week and listened to a little bit of my show, and
I thought you did good.
It wasn't too bad for being put on the spot.
That's true. Yeah, you handled it good. I mean, it's going to be a lot of things like that, you know. And all of a sudden, right now I'm doing good because I've got a loaner computer, got a different kind of headset or mic with a boom, or my headset with a boom on it. So it's doing sounding good, running good so far. It's just like,
yeah, I just hope when they get your main system fixed that it works this good.
And I'm sure it will because this headset plugs into USB ports, so it don't plug into the other kind of stuff. So.
Well, I think you're sounding really good with it tonight because normally I can just barely hear you, and I've had a lot of people that have listened to it after the fact will contact me on Facebook and say they would love, they enjoyed the show, but there was one problem. I'm like, what's that? We can only hear you. I'm like, so are you trying to tell me I'm a big mouth or what? But no, I've got some friends with paranormal groups in Illinois, Mississippi, and up in Missouri that listen to us. If they can listen to us live, they will, but most usually they have to catch our shows later. But just in case you guys are listening in, I want to say hey to all of my paranormal peeps out there, and so you keep up the good work and keep in touch with me.
We need to get them to call in and do a show one day.
I tell you what, I've been thinking about trying to talk to some of them, see if they would be willing to do that.
Because I miss having guests on my shows and our shows, and that way we can talk. I like to know what's going on with other groups and what they've been through and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm always game
for it. Well, I tell you what, I'll reach out to a couple of them this week. And matter of fact, since you got me thinking about it, I'm going to go ahead . There's 1 cent.
want to get my other computer going, we can use the other network, and they can call in on the Skype channel, and we can run as long a show as we want to. We got 15 more minutes, buddy.
Daggum. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it does. Let's see here. While you're doing that, I'm going to get down through here.
Okay, well, I have just sent out messages to my friend Deb from SIG out of Mississippi, and to my friend Tammy with EVP Paranormal out of Kansas, and see if they'd be interested in being guests on the show. So shout out to you guys. I want to send another shout out to Lincoln Stone. He used to do a lot of work with SIG. I think he still does. I'm not sure. But he used to live out of Mississippi, and here a couple years ago, he moved into Arkansas here. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to all paranormal groups that are listening in. Glad to see everybody doing stuff, helping out, up to good work.
Okay, let's see. This is a little short thing. It's called Tucker Cemetery. It's in, let's see. The rumor has that that is closed cemetery. Let's see, graves will appear one moment and cover over with grass the next. It is also said that sometimes unseen may grab your leg, and that tombstones will unexpectedly fall over and then right themselves up. Sound like thunder.
Yeah, I just heard that too. In the comments, March 6th, 2016, Jake writes, read all of this, especially if you plan on entering or exploring this place. I live about an hour from the cemetery, but I have family who live in the same town. Anyways, I have never been inside the cemetery, but I know people who have. A friend of mine's dad was attacked by a cast, or a probably supposed to have been fast-moving, white, ghost-like creature. He did not shoot at whatever the thing was, but from most encounters that have happened here were not encounters with ghosts. They were with devil worshipers. A group of guys decided they were going to explore the place because they didn't believe it was haunted. They did not see any ghosts, but after they were inside a ways, they began to hear weird talking, like people speaking in tongues, and before they knew it, they were surrounded by other guys speaking in these tongues. They were attacked by these men, but luckily escaped alive. These boys were covered in bruises, cuts, and scrapes, and the only reason they escaped is because they were all good track runners. I have also talked with some elders who say many others are not as lucky. A group of teenagers go in thinking it's a joke, but maybe a few live. They say there is a tree that the devil worshippers hide in, waiting for these teenagers or ghost hunters to come so they may sacrifice them. Do not enter this place anytime close to being dark. especially at nighttime. I am not joking. It is not safe. Neither is it worth your life to be cool or prove a point. But if, for some dumb reason, you do want to go inside, always bring a gun. I'm not talking about a little BB gun or a pellet gun. I mean shotgun or an AR with plenty of ammo, and do not go alone. And then Julie responded to him, says, oh my God, we went the other night. My friends and I, we didn't walk but part way down, and I was scared, so I kept turning around to look behind us, and I started screaming because I could see a whitish figure standing back behind us, dead center of the trail. I kept yelling, do y'all see it? And they did. We were too scared to go towards it, so we kept walking down a little ways until we couldn't see it, and then took off running back to the car. We never even made it to the actual cemetery. I didn't see this until just now, and I don't know how we got so lucky when your friend's dad didn't. I thank God for whatever reason. I wish we would have gotten it on camera, but even then I thought my mind was playing tricks until everyone else said they saw it too. Something is guarding the place for sure. And then, of course, you've got a couple of people here that have said they've been there numerous times. It's all fake. And so on and so forth. But, you know, here's the thing about it. You're always seeing where people are going on saying that that they've been there, they've seen this, they've seen that, and there's people that say, oh, I've been numerous times, I don't see nothing, I don't feel anything, I don't have any, they haven't had any experiences, it's all fake.
See the picture down below?
Huh?
See that picture down below?
Hang on, let me see.
Jack, September 16th, and you write something, and you got a picture.
Oh, yeah, the white figure. Yeah. But see, the thing about it, just because person goes in, and they may go several times, like this one person said they'd been there 10 or more times, just because they go in and they don't experience anything, it doesn't mean that there's nothing there.
Well,
they just may not be attuned to it like other people are. You know, it's like when we did that morning show here a few years ago on Halloween with the local TV station. They asked me, they said, what do you expect to find here tonight? I said, I don't expect to find anything because you're never guaranteed to find anything. And for some people, they could walk into a brand new Walmart and see or feel stuff because they're attuned to the other realm. But then somebody else may go in with them and they don't see nothing, they don't feel nothing, anything, because they're not attuned to it. But I have got a response already from EVP Paranormal. They would love to. I'll just need to get with you and set up a date and a time.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get with them and see when we can do it. I mean, pretty much, well, not much during the week. It'll be mainly on the weekend, so anytime they can do a show either Saturday or Sunday. It doesn't matter. Next Saturday, we get the tour thing going. So that would be out. So it'd either be a Sunday for them if they want to do that next weekend, or just whenever, as long as it's on a weekend.
Well, I just messaged them back and told them that I will talk with you and get some dates and times figured out and let them know and see what works for them. But I told them, I said, our shows are generally on Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. So I will let them. Oh, excuse me. I will let them know when we figure something out and see what we can do from there.
There's some storms in the area. What you heard is the main ones over Van Buren, but it looks like it's got a little bit of hail in it. Had a lot of heavy rain. It's moving southeast. So the biggest part of it's going to be northern part of Van Buren out towards Alma and between Alma and Van Buren towards Kibler.
Okay.
Then we got some more little storms popping out towards Oklahoma, heading south-southeast. Their path is rolling, and maybe Fort Smith if they hold on together. So, here's your weather report brought to you by Tapping the Arkansas Paranormal Network. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, guess what? It's down. We got down to 6 minutes left of this show. I told everybody that it would fly by, like when you're having fun. It's, I believe it was that until I looked up at the clock and I'm going, wow, it's almost over.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how fast stuff goes.
It always seems like
we think, okay, we got enough to do an hour. We don't hardly even get a scratch in it.
Yeah, we've only
We're sitting here 5 minutes.
four or five little bills out of what, 36, 40 things on here.
But
That's good, you know. Does that mean we can come back and talk about them some more?
And I also want to throw out there to all of our listeners, if you're catching this on a repeat, you can always find us on Facebook, the Arkansas Paranormal Network. Leave us a message on there. Let us know you listened to us. Let us know that, or whether you liked the show, whether you didn't like the show, what we could do to make it more interesting for you. Or if you've got stuff that you want us to check into, leave us a comment with that. If you've got questions you would like to ask, if we can get enough questions together, we'll do a show where we're answering your questions on here. So, you know, hit us up on Facebook. Leave us messages on there and everything, and we will be more than happy to respond to them, answer them, and just have a good time.
Yep. It's all about having a good time and get a lot of people listening to the shows. And
yeah, we love hearing our listeners' stories. You know, we love hearing about other people's experiences and stuff instead of just talking about our experiences. So, yeah, hit us up. Leave us a message. We'll get on there. We'll check them during the show. We'll read your messages. We'll be sure and give you shout outs and everything. So come on, join in and become a part of Tapping.
That's it. That's the big thing.
Yeah, this show isn't just ours. It's your show, too.
That is. We try to bring you updates of things going on around the area and things like that. The only thing I know is coming in, it's close to us right now, is the Arkansas Paranormal Expo down in Little Rock, Arkansas. At the MacArthur Museum. So they're having a big speaking. A lot of people are speaking there. We're sponsoring them, so we get to go. We're going to be there both days, and it's actually going to be, believe it or not, 30 and 31st is when they're having it. So it's going to be a Halloween thing down there this year. Usually they have it on first weekend of October, but this some reason they're going to have it at the end of October this year. So, and everybody goes to TAP, or the Arkansas Ghost Hunters of Crawford County, TAPIN, ARMS team, it's all our group. I should have links up and running on those about the expo, so go on down and check them out. She automatically just puts our banner and stuff up on the page. I didn't even know that we was even part of it, going to be part of it until I asked her to send me an app. She goes, "Well, we already know that you're going to be there. You're on the website." I'm going, "Really?" So, yeah, they're good people down there. Giving it off is actually the MacArthur Museum, but I think the group is called the Arkansas Ghost Chasers. It's all women. I think it's all women team. So, hey, this is all we got to go. So, everybody, enjoy the show, and I hope y'all did, and we'll see you on the next time. And I want to thank Richard, too.
Man, that's loud.
I want to thank Richard for joining us. I want to thank everybody that's joined us today. Thank you. Like I said, go in and download our shows. Give us a likes. Follow us. Get our ratings up. We got a lot of followers with us over the years, and we're reaching about 4,000 listeners. So let's keep it up. Let's keep it going. Richard, we'll talk to you later. Everybody, have a good weekend and good, safe work week.
All right, Wayne. Everybody, have you a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Have a great week. We'll catch you next time.